from your friends at PBS Kids.
Support for this podcast and the following message for parents comes from IKEA. As a parent, you childproof everything. Well, almost everything. You may not have thought about one thing, and that's securing your dressers and chests to the wall. It helps avoid dangerous tip-over accidents. Secure it. From IKEA. Working to create safer homes together.
Arthur Reed here with the Arthur Podcast.
And action!
Ah! DW, I was recording. And for the last time, you are not the director of my podcast.
Do you want me to sing my unicorn song or call action?
DW, I...
Unicorns through space!
Fine. Call action.
Podcast people, this is DW, the director. 3, 2, 1, action!
Hi, I'm Arthur Reed, and this is my podcast. And, well, I'm feeling pretty nervous today. There's something really big happening at my school. I wanted to know if any of you ever get nervous. Let's open my inbox. Here's what you had to say.
I get nervous when I'm performing in front of a big audience.
I get really nervous when I sing.
It makes me feel like my heart is thumping really fast.
I get nervous when I'm rock climbing and you have to jump off.
I start shaking. And I start going like, I like start like wanting to pace.
Yes, I get nervous mostly when I do things in public.
Okay, so you do get nervous. Me too. I'm nervous today because today is Lakewood Elementary School Spellathon.
Almost time to go. Everyone got their shoes on?
Yes, Mom.
So Arthur, in the Spellathon, you're gonna spell words out loud, right? Like Q, P, R, X, Q.
Yeah, except that's not a word. More like I-N-T-E-R-R-U-P-T. Interrupt. Like how you always interrupt me.
And you have to be on stage in front of a lot of people when you spell.
Yeah, I don't even know if I can do it. Podcast listeners, before it's spellathon time, let me catch you up on how this all started. It was a few weeks ago, and it was like any other day in Mr. Ratburn's third grade class.
Quiet, please. Everyone pass your homework to the front so I can collect it. An important announcement, people. On Friday, we will have a spelling test.
Spelling test?
It will be a spell-off in spellathon style.
Oh, like a spelling bee.
Study very hard, because the winners get a special surprise. Recess, everyone!
So, Buster, what do you think the surprise is?
I don't know, Francine. Maybe the winner doesn't have to do any homework for the rest of the year.
Wow, you think so? What do you think, Brain?
I think if it means less homework, I want to win. I'm going to study extra hard.
I'm going to do anything for less homework.
So when I got home that day, I took my spelling list to the treehouse, I turned on some music, and I started to study. First word, dessert. E, then S, and then maybe another S, or maybe it's Z, or maybe it's SSZ. Ah, I don't know. Dessert. D-E-S-S-E-R-T. Next word. Aardvark. A-A-R-D-V-A-R-K. A-A-R-D-V-A-R-K. Wait. This song fits the letters of this word. A-A-R-D-V-A-R-K. A-A-R-D-V-A-R-K. A-A-R-D-V-A-R-K.
Hi, Arthur.
Hey, Buster. Check it out. A-A-R-D-V-A-R-K. A-A-R-D-V-A-R-K.
A-A-R-D-V-A-R-K. A-A-R-D-V-A-R-K.
Cool. Does that spell airplane?
No, it spells aardvark. It's one of our spelling words. Are you done studying already?
Don't have to. I have this. My four-leaf clover good luck keychain. It's a good luck charm. If I have good luck, then I don't need to study. So, wanna come to my house and play video games?
I should probably study more.
If you don't know it now, is one more hour really gonna help?
Maybe you're right. Doesn't feel like I'm getting any better at it.
Face it, pal. Some people are born spellers. You're more the go-have-fun type. I've got the new update for Virtual Goose.
Yes! Let's go!
Yes! You're gonna love the new update, Arthur. There are golden eggs and a completely ridiculous gosling chase.
But the next morning at school, I really regretted that decision.
You all ready for the test, Arthur?
Oh no! The test!
How long did you study? I woke up extra early to squeeze in more study time. I know this whole book, even the publisher's address.
Aw, Buster and I played video games, and I forgot to finish studying. Maybe if I stand next to the heater, my temperature will go up and I can go to the nurse?
That never works. Bad luck for you, Arthur Reed.
Okay, everyone, line up for the spellathon. Muffy, you're up. Your word is spoiled.
S-P-O-Y-L-E-D.
No, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. There is an I instead of a Y.
Well, I was close.
Your next brain. Spell cement.
Cement. C-E-M-E-N-T. Cement.
Correct.
Yes!
Francine, spell pleasant.
P-L-E-A-S-E-N-T. Pleasant.
No, I'm sorry. It's P-L-E-A-S-A-N-T.
Oh, unpleasant.
And now you, Buster. Can you spell the word tragic?
Come on, Cloverleaf, come on. Tragic. T-R-A-J-I-C-K.
Sorry, Buster. Tragic ends with a G-I-C.
Tragic.
Arthur, your word is aardvark.
Yes! I know this one! A-A-R-D-V-A-R-K! A-A-R-D-V-A-R-K!
Thank you for the entertainment, Arthur. That is correct. It appears that only Arthur and the brain are left standing. So congratulations! You have just won the opportunity to represent our class in the all-school spellathon.
What?
Good job,
Arthur!
We'll be reviewing the spelling words you missed after recess. Go line up in the hallway, please.
Mr. Ratburn? I don't think I should be in the spellathon.
You earned the honor, Arthur.
Yeah, but, you know, the thing is, I don't know how to spell anything. A-N-E-E-N-E-T. See, I just knew aardvark. That was the only word I knew.
Did you study?
Sort of. No, not really.
It's going to take some studying, Arthur, but if you really work at it, I know you can do well at the spellathon.
You do?
I do.
Cut! DW, you can't keep calling cut.
But I know this part of the story. You did study. You started spelling everything. Dinner with you was so weird.
Dinner, everyone. Arthur, DW, come to the table.
My brain hurts, Mom. I have hundreds of words to learn. All this studying isn't helping me at all. And, I don't know, guess I'm just not a speller.
Sometimes it feels like you're not doing so well when you actually are. You want some milk? M-I-L-K?
Absolutely. A-B-S-O-L-U-T-E-L-Y. Was that right?
Mm-hmm. See? How about some C-H-I-C-K-E-N?
Chicken! Y-E-S! And a roll! R-O-L-L! Because I'm on a roll! Yeah, baby Kate! D-O-O-B-A-G-U-Y! Duba guy!
That's not even a word.
Hi, Buster!
Hey, Arthur! You wanna play football?
I have to study. S-O-R-R-Y.
S-O-R, sour?
No, Buster. Sorry.
When I'm available, I'm not a prisoner of my vocabulary.
See ya, Buster. BYE.
Bye.
Hey, pal. Bark. B-A-R-K.
Arthur! Spell toothpaste!
Toothpaste! D-O-O-T-H-P-A-S-T-E. Is that right?
How should I know?
D-W.
See? I helped you.
And that brings us to today. It's Spellathon Day.
Come on, everyone. Time to go.
We're all gonna see if you win or lose. I'll take the microphone. I can record while you're on stage.
Arthur, DW, we don't want to be late.
Okay, podcast people, to the Spellathon. Wow, this auditorium is packed.
There are a lot of people here.
Ooh, I see Buster and Francine and Muffy. That'll be really embarrassing if you lose, Arthur. All these people and all your podcast people will hear it.
Mom, I'm pretty nervous. N-E-R-V-O-U-S. Nervous.
You can do this, Arthur. You've worked really hard. Just do your best. Now, you better get backstage. We'll go sit down. Good luck.
Don't worry. If you lose, I bet Mom and Dad will let you live in the garage.
Come on, DW.
Podcast people, Mom and I are sitting in the front row. I can hear everything. And I'm on my mom's coat, so I can see everything, too. All the spellers are on the stage. Arthur looks like he ate too much ice cream. A little sick. He's sitting next to the brain. And Prunella's there, too. She won last year. Oh, and now Mr. Redburn is walking to the microphone. I think they're gonna light the Spellathon torch.
Torch! Torch! T-O-R-C-H! Torch! Torch! T-O-R-C-H! Yeah, yeah!
Welcome to the All-School Spellathon. And now some applause for our contestants.
Whoa, Arthur, that's a lot of people out there. Yeah, it's really packed, Brain.
Don't worry about it. I'm gonna win anyway. It'll be Prunella for the win. Again.
Everybody ready? Good luck. Our first word goes to the brain. Spell fear.
Fear?
Fear.
Like when your palms get sweaty and your heart is racing and everything feels a little dizzy and tingly and maybe actually all of you is sweaty?
Brain, please spell the word fear.
Fear. F-E-R-E.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Are you sure? It really felt right.
Rattles, you're next.
Cut! Podcast people, I stopped recording for a while because the Spellathon was going on forever. I got bored. But now, they're down to only two people, Arthur and Prunella. So we're back. Action!
We are down to our final two spellers, Prunella and Arthur. Prunella, it's your turn. The word is champion.
That's so easy. I see it every day on my award from last year. C-H-A-M-P-I-O-N. Champion.
That's correct. Arthur, your word is suggest.
Suggest. S-U-G-G-E-S-T. Suggest.
Correct, Arthur. And your turn again, Prunella. Preparation.
Can I have the definition, please?
Preparation. The process of getting ready.
Of course. P-R-E-P-E-R-A-T-I-O-N?
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Now, Arthur gets a chance. If you spell this correctly, Arthur, you are the winner. Preparation.
Preparation.
P-R-E-P-A-R-A-T-I-O-N. Preparation.
Correct! Arthur Reed, you are Lakewood Elementary's Spellathon champion!
Yay!
People, he did it! Mom and I are rushing backstage.
We are so proud of you.
Arthur, I knew you could do it.
Yeah, but now he knows he can do it.
Thanks, Mr. Ratburn.
Arthur, that was fantastic! You're the greatest speller of all time!
You know what the next best part of winning is? It's over.
Can we play football now?
S-U-R-E!
S-U... You mean sorry?
No, I spelled sure.
Arthur, you have to finish your podcast. Want me to say cut?
I got it, DW. Well, everyone, the spell-a-thon is over. O-V-E-R. And that's the last word I'm gonna spell, because the rest of today is for football with Buster.
Come on, Arthur! Let's G-O!
Thanks for listening. More soon.
Cut!
DW. You've been listening to the Arthur Podcast. Hey, parents. Do you want your kids to answer my next inbox question? First, go to the Arthur website at pbskids.org to find out what I'll be asking. Then email me a voice recording of your child's response to arthur@wgbh.org. Your child's answer might even be featured on a future podcast.
That's the show, podcast people. If you liked it, ask your grown-up to subscribe so you don't miss any new episodes. You can listen to all our podcasts, play games, and more at pbskids.org.
The Arthur Podcast is produced for PBS Kids by GBH Kids in partnership with Gen Z Media and distributed by PRX. Thanks for listening, and have a wonderful kind of day.
And I say, hey, what a wonderful kind of day. If we could learn to work and play and get along with each other.
You got to listen to your heart, listen to the beat, listen to the rhythm.
GBH Kids.